Chapter 25, The Law of the Pack.
I always liked the part of the Cub Scout Oath where I promised to obey the law of the pack. It seemed like a promise to do what we normally did, run around like wild animals. Signing up for Cub Scouts was a lot like signing up for church. It wasn't really an idea, and it wasn't really a choice. It was something that my mom and dad thought was a good idea.
Do you want to go to Cub Scouts?
No.
Too bad. We already signed you up.
No!
Jim was already doing it, so I did too. Sadly. And once you sign up for Cub Scouts or church, it's the whole thing. No questions. Learn the rules, do what you're supposed to, and have fun. I became a Wolf Scout when I was 8. My brother was a wolf for a year already, so he had taught me a lot of things about Cub Scouts in the Big Brother language.
Look at this, John. I have a cool uniform and you don't. Ha ha ha!
Why do you have to roll up a dish towel and tie it around your neck?
That's a neckerchief, blockhead, and it's the law of the pack.
Oh, yeah. If you're in a wolf badge, you also promise to be square and follow Akella. I never knew who this Akella guy was or why he wanted us to be square. But I did know Wolf Scouts follow the law of the pack by doing things like swimming, tying knots, building popsicle stick letter holders, making Native American stuff, and learning how to properly sharpen your knife, because every 8-year-old needs a sharp knife, right? Right? I learned how to properly sharpen my knife. Jim and I only accidentally cut Tom once playing a game called Mumbly Peg, where you drop your knife and stick it in the ground. We also told Tom not to get too close, but he did anyway. I also learned how to track animals, build snares, make paper mache heads, chop wood, weave 4 strands of plastic into arrows, obey the law of the pack in a million different ways that still come in handy.